T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And then you got Marchand getting chippy last night, and then Char reaches across Bergeron and takes, I won't call it a shot, maybe just sort of like kind of lunges. It was a half-assed lunge, if anything.
And none of that happens if they call the penalty on the ice.
Right.
There's no need to go enforcing your own rules, you know, standing up for you guys. If it's taken care of on the ice where Wilson either gets just anything, really, if he gets a game misconduct, whatever, you don't have to have the guys come out fight, and you don't have to have Chara in the middle of it.
What a damn shame. What a damn shame Bruins fans weren't there, obviously, for not only Big Z's return, but for such a chippy night like that. Like, Bruins fans, hockey fans, live for a game like that. Rivalry and contentious calls and bad refereeing and then the defense of your players and those high emotions. I thought, damn, the Caps bus was real lucky that there weren't any Bruins fans, because you know there's a couple extras from the town who would have left their seats, gone outside, and just waited to find that bus and just been banging on it and throwing tall boys and paper bags like, hey, Wilson, come on out here. I'd like to have a couple words with you, you cheap prick. For a while now, I feel like the Bruins have lacked a great new rival. Like, it's always Bruins Habs, right? But there hasn't been any spice to that. There hasn't been any juice to Bruins Canadiens, I feel like, for a while. This, though.
But there's no, like, real hate.
This is turning into something. Like, this is something. This is a vendetta.
Which, even though this comes from a very gnarly place in a bad way because it's a dangerous hit, mm-hmm. I do like a true rivalry coming back, because I think that Boston, in a lot of cases, our teams have not had that true hatred, bloodlust rivalry in a while.